to keep you well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. We've got the amazing Gary Richard Arnold, and of course his website is news-expose.org, news-expose.org. There's lots of topics to cover today. Gary, you mentioned about Mr. House. Okay, I'd like you to get into the story about this, because there's a lot of people behind the scenes, both on the left and the right. It's a two-legged beast that want to turn America into a dictatorship. It may have the look of either a socialist dictatorship or a capitalist one, but either way, it's a dictatorship. So let's talk about Edward Mandel House and his whole template and how he's tied to the idea of Sovietization of America. We see it in the West here with the idea of Pacifica, which includes Washington State, Oregon, California, Nevada, and Arizona. And their plan is to create a communist state. That's why we have an open door for policy, for example, to communist Chinese that are coming in here like crazy. The biggest large people coming in here are from Central America. They're coming in from China. And they're coming in with buckets of money, just like they did to Vancouver years ago, that converted Vancouver, Canada, to the second language isn't French, it's Cantonese. People don't know this, do they?
No. This is the part of the partition that they've done in Canada, trying to partition it into the French and the English. And, of course, this was Lenin's idea of creating a separate Soviet Negro Republic in the South. I used to rent to Dr. Sutton when he lived right next door, and I rented a little cottage to him.
Right.
And he was putting out newsletters all the time, and I happened to be going through old papers, and I found one here that was quite interesting, where he's digging up information about a Colonel House, who never was Skull and Bones, but he went to school in New Haven, Connecticut. He was the right-hand man, in fact, the handler of Woodrow Wilson. In here, Sutton is starting to discover the other secret societies that are part of the inner core of what he calls a conspiracy. And so he ran across one here that is Scroll and Key, and he says that a key figure in modern history is Colonel Mandel House. He was the aide and confidant to Woodrow Wilson with extraordinary powers behind the scenes between 1910 and 1920. But it turns out that one of the assistants, one of the people that was an aide to Colonel House, was a man by the name of Kenneth Durant. And Kenneth Durant was a Soviet agent and a task correspondent inside the United States. It turns out that the Auchincloss family, Auchincloss married Janet House, the daughter of Colonel House, and of course he's a member of the secret society. But you move on down further, and then you go one generation further, and the Auchincloss Jr. Married into the Bundy family, and the Bundy just has one person after another, whether it's William Bundy, Skull and Bones in the CIA, or McGeorge Bundy, who ran the Ford Foundation and created the Center for the Study of Democratic Institutions, and on and on. But we find that the right-hand man for Carter, Carter was a founding member of the Trilateral Commission, along with Packard and Brzezinski and Rockefeller. But one of the ones was Cyrus Vance, who was the Secretary of State for Carter. And so people were being alerted by Dr. Sutton's revelations, and they were enthusiastic because they did not know about Ronald Reagan's, he was still caricaturized as a California conservative governor, in which he was not. This is what happened when Ed Meese, Ronald Reagan became president. Ed Meese made a whole track, a movement, and staffed the cabinet, and he was part of the transition committee. Together, he travels today with Michael Reagan. In fact, Michael Reagan is speaking within the next 2 weeks here in Monterey. Ed Meese put in more secret society members. Reagan himself appointed George Bush Skull and Bones,
right,
with his huge, you know, deep state, heavy duty trail. I mean, nobody could be aware just if they knew nothing about secret societies, they would know about the Bush's contribution with Harriman.
Yeah, well, not only there, they're part of the
Hitler, yeah.
They're part of the corporation that runs all the private prisons in America. You know. People have to understand what's going on here. George Bush Sr., by the way, announced Project Omega back in 1982 was completed. That was conceived by the Thule Society, T-H-U-L-E, of Nazi Germany in the 1930s. There's a direct connection between the Bushes, by the way, and Nazi Germany. His father actually helped to fund, through U.S. banks, Adolf Hitler. And he even got a fine from the federal government, never spent any time in prison. George Bush's father.
Talk about colluding. They were financing Hitler through a Union Bank, I believe it was, with
right.
three members of the SS and a couple
right.
members of Skull and Bones.
And by the way, at the same time, I have to mention this other interesting factoid, that I took care of pilots flying in 1977 that flew for Canadian and British Airways, Air Force, and they were not allowed to bomb specific areas of factories in Germany because the Germans are actually making munitions and bringing them over in U-boats to the British to actually shoot and destroy Germans, both shells and advanced weapons. And those were paid by British gold bullion directly to the Nazis. We were not allowed to bomb the Krupp factory that was making munitions or other areas, or even the so-called work camps that were prison work camps. People don't understand the war was all, in a sense, a stage. Just like 9/11 is a stage. And you'll notice that even as Trump was a builder, he's not mentioning anything about 9/11. Although I see hosts on there, even Tucker Carlson, say, how dare he say something that 3,000 people died? Listen, it was an inside job. We did a sacrifice. And you have to think about this in the ancient world, 3,000, 4,000 years ago, when the ancient battlefields would actually line up. They'd actually take their children to the front line. They'd sacrifice their children before their enemy, scare the heck out of the enemy, and some of them would run. We see this in the area of, you know, Transylvania, where the Transylvanian people, basically, led by Vlad the Impaler. Remember that Vlad the Impaler? He actually
yeah.
scared the heck out of the Muslims because they came in to invade Transylvania, and he actually took people and impaled them on poles. Okay, so you have to understand what's going on here is we don't mind at all. I mean, that's look at the deal we did with the Saudi Arabia and the Arab Emirates. We're going to defend you even with our own blood and our own young people dying to defend Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia is spreading Wahhabism all over the world with the help, by the way, of the British, because Wahhabism wasn't invented in Saudi Arabia by the Saud family. It was invented in Britain by the high-level Royal Arch Masons in the 1920s.
The MA5 and all those guys were involved in that.
They're the authors of it, okay?
World War II was nothing but a chessboard operation. In fact, there's a book out by Tryon Day that does suppressed books, and I haven't read it. I thumbed through the chapter headings, but they claim that World War II was milked an extra 3.5 years, and then it could have been closed. And we also have Jerry Voorhees, who Prescott Bush replaced with Nixon,
right.
Saying in 1942 or 3, while Hitler was still winning, he says, no matter who wins, there's going to be the cartelization of Europe, which means
right.
the European Union and the monopoly.
Well, by the way, the cartelization was funded by the SAD, Special Activity Division of the CIA, and the globalist organizations, Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations, etc., and the United Nations, which just is a reincarnation of British imperial power. And the cartelization of Europe was all part of the plan, and that's why when they even allowed the fall of the Soviet Union wall and East Germany to join Germany, they say, well, look, we can do it, but you got to be the banker to supply the money to all these socialist countries that are going to go bankrupt, like Greece. So Greece went bankrupt about 4 or 5 years ago by supporting socialist programs. For example, if you're a certain age, I think 50 or 55, you can get a big chunk of money to just retire. And in other words, their social programs bankrupted these countries on purpose, and they forced Germany to be the banker, which is why the Bundesbank in Germany and these German things are in debt up to their eyeballs now, because socialist countries can't repay them. And people don't get this, do they?
No. In fact, everything you said right there, there is on page 2, I can send you, I'll send you copies of this newsletter from Sutton. It's nice, large print, and he's got a diagram on here. And here's where he's discovering the, you know, the fourth, secret societies is they're working together in life after Yale. It also appears as mysterious success as a simple explanation. Three senior societies are meshed in a network of power and influence to promote their own members and deny outsiders. And then he's got a circle the center in it. He's got the chapter 322, the order, which is Skull and Bones. He's got the Penumbra. He's got the Pilgrim Society, the Atlantic Council, Bohemian Grove, Bilderbergers, Council on Foreign Relations, and Trilateral Commission. And that's been our problem on all the other radio programs. Those are the things they will not talk about.
Right, and none of the other shows. And this includes, by the way, any shows on Genesis Network, Republic Radio, Wrench Network, Coast to Coast Radio, and on Fox. And I guarantee you, if you and I were on the Fox News Network, they would shut us down in seconds, not minutes. For example, I just got an article here on August 8th, 2017, Roma Lassiter, a Pentagon employee responsible for policing conflicts of interest, emailed an urgent warning to the chief of staff of then-Secretary of Defense James Mattis. Several department employees had arranged for Jeff Bezos, CEO of Amazon, to be sworn into an influential Pentagon advisory board, despite the fact that in the year since he'd been nominated, Bezos was never completed a required background check to obtain security clearance. Mattis was about to fly to the West Coast, where he would personally swear Bezos in Amazon's headquarters. Remember, Mattis is the one that was tied to trying to see if he could actually get a peace accord between the Taliban and the U.S. government. The Taliban are the ones selling crocodile, which is this very poor quality heroin, which is killing Russian youth and all over Europe, and some of this stuff is ending up back in America. You got to understand, the intel agencies, which are occultic and druidic and luciferic, are running the world, and they have the parallel world government tied to the United Nations, the World Banks, and the globalist Satanists. If you don't understand this, you don't understand that it's all a show. We have the show of government, the show of democracy, or any representative government, any place in the world. It's all a lie, isn't it?
It is, and it brings up the other thing that we talk about from time to time. He's advertising that his next manuscript will be about the secret cult of the order. And it says some of the highlights are initiation ceremonies. You need numerous skulls and human remains and coffins. We can identify one skeleton by name. We know the grave from which it was taken. Remember, Vice President George Herbert Walker Bush is a member of the secret society. We have identified some internal names by which members are known to one another. These names are remarkably similar to those used in the 18th century Illuminati. Ceremonies include weird sexual rites and are completely secret.
Let me stop you for a second, okay? And I'm going to insert something. And I want people to understand this, who Deagle is, okay? I have God on speed dial. I have a superior intellect. And God has given me superior spiritual giftings, including the ability to be inspired by God. What they're doing here is a luciferic sacrifice. They're accumulating in the spirit realm ectoplasm to their incubi and succubi, which if you go to 1535, the James Weir's Book of Demonology, are the highest level of the sexual warrior demons under Lucifer himself. If you don't understand it, what we're doing is we're being ruled by druids, ancient people that are indwelt by transdimensional entities. They're the Chitahuri of South Africa, the Naga of Oceania. These are the Draco reptilians, disembodied spirits that are actually indwelling our world leaders and running the luciferic scheme for our planet actually is ready to try to destroy the ecosphere, kill 90% of the world population, and replace the lower castes with a cybot, which is a human version that's cybernetically attached to the supernet, and to genetically and cybernetically enhance the other classes like the Hindu caste system. People don't think, oh, that's not happening. Look, I saw this morning on Fox how the Chinese are trying to take monkeys and genetically insert stem cells to see if they can create a genetic hybrid so they can actually sell hearts and so on. Well, monkeys are too small. But there's a doctor that I became familiar with 20 years ago, Dr. Seed in Chicago, Seed Corporation, it's called. Seed, believe it or not. It's almost like, oh, it sounds creepy, but yes, it is creepy. He's a physicist, and he's actually working trying to create genetic hybrids of humans and pigs, because pigs basically are a hybrid from the ancient world that was created by these ancient peoples that had genetic engineering technology that's a hybrid between wild-born humans. And it was used as a proxy in the altars. That's why pig heart valves can be used in heart surgery. But they want to create hybrids so that they can actually use them for multi-organ transplant. If you don't think this is happening and the Chinese want to take over the marketplace, you're not paying attention.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bell provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
cool. And welcome back. So we see lots of weird connections. For example, when you see Mr. Costa, the way he gave the absolutions, if you want to call it, to Mr. Epstein, and how Epstein, I refer to him as not just Epstein, but Agent Epstein. You remember, what's this guy's ontology or history? He was a teacher. He got involved with high-tech business practices. He got inducted into the large agencies, the CIA Special Activities Division of CIA, Mossad, and FBI, as a sexual blackmailer. He has connection to everybody, including Bill Gates, Prince Andrew, many others. In fact, I read off a list last week on the Friday show, on the video afterward. I think people are, are you kidding, Dr. Deagle? I said, no, I'm not kidding. And I went through 10 points of anomalies. We don't even know if Epstein is dead. For example, I'd say, I'd put bets that Mr. Saddam Hussein is probably 6 inches taller than his wife identified, that he wasn't the guy in prison. And he had straight teeth, not crooked teeth like the guy that they had in prison. It was a lookalike, genetic, basically plastic surgery to have a double or lookalike that could be a proxy for Saddam Hussein. He had 5 lookalikes, believe it or not. But I don't even know if Epstein's dead. I mean,
Dr. Deagle, I think you're a big cynic. You know, Leon Panetta assured us that bin Laden is dead and, you know, thrown overboard.
Sure.
The rituals of the Muslim
First off, in Islam, you do not throw somebody overboard. You have a proper Islamic death of somebody especially like that, even if he's an enemy. So this idea that somehow they threw him overboard and he's gone is a pile of crap. And the guy that keep on putting
on
Fox News saying...
You're suggesting that Leon Panetta, the head of the CIA and Department of Defense, is lying to the American people?
Oh, no. Listen, if he's breathing, if there's air moving over his vocal cords, he's lying. The same way as most of the presidents, including him, by the way, even Trump, because Trump's not wanting to say things because it's geopolitically not correct to say that 9/11 was an inside job. I see the snorting, for example, and the nostrils opening up on Tucker Carlson. How dare you say this? Even when he's referring to these Muslim ladies or... what's it called? There's a group there that talked about, you know, how dare they say this about we deserve to die, have the 3,000 die. They talked about this about the, what's the group there that's actually an alternative media group? They talked about, we deserve to have 9/11. No, we didn't deserve to have 9/11. It was done as an inside job because the buildings were condemned as environmental hazards. It was going to cost $2 billion
for
Florida to change.
For a new American century. Yeah, you're looking at a lot of,
Right, so when people say we deserve to die, no, we didn't. And by the way, they gave an advance notice because my wife's cousin, okay, my wife's mother's sister's daughter, right, basically was an Amex trader with her husband in the towers, and they were told not to be in the building. So was Odigo. There was one person in Odigo died there. If everybody was in those buildings in the mall between, it would be around 26,000 dead. There were 3,000 because a lot of people didn't heed the notice or they didn't hear it, okay? And the fact is, the Building 7 came down, and no building comes down from burning carpets and drapes. It doesn't burn steel. Steel, by the way, has to have more than 1,500 degrees in order to be able to do it, to turn it into an atomic vapor. It needs 30 to 50,000 degrees in picoseconds. Okay,
well, you're you're coming up with the standard excuse that these right-wingers use, like Oklahoma bombing, that Homeland Security and all those people were out of the building the day it was bombed.
Exactly. Well,
yeah,
let's put it this way.
Yeah,
I know you're being sarcastic here.
I don't read it in my Bill Gates newspaper here locally.
Bill Gates, yeah. You're a funny guy. You're actually a stand-up dark comedian. I was the ex-examiner for the Oklahoma City Murrow Building. When the guy that told me how he got exposed to radiation started to have a loose tongue near a bar near Fort Carson, they court-martialed him, and they hauled me into the boardroom at St. Francis Hospital in 1995 and fired me and gave me death threats. Now, Dr. Deagle's not exactly Mr. Passive. I'm a good side to Dr. Deagle. And it's a good thing there's a good side to Dr. Deagle. I'm a saved good Dr. Deagle. As they say, one guy the other day on YouTube said, good Dr. Deagle made God cry. Yeah, I did. When I was a little boy in heaven, I said, I love you so much, God, I'll go down and save your people and give them the truth, even in the danger of being annihilated and separation from you for eternity. And he cried. God cried. And I want people to understand there's also a dark side to Deagle. I got approached by the Pindar. If you cross me or threaten me, you can't imagine what I'll unleash on you. That's why when I get death threats and so on, I say, you know what? You'd be better off having the devil himself after you rather than Deagle if you really tick me off. Okay? So I want people to understand that. When I say that the Oklahoma City Murrow Building, which was more solidly built than the Crowbar Towers, which the same guys did the munitions expert on, I've tried to do radiation toxicology in the World Trade Center, and 3.5, 4 years ago, the last place I tried to do testing in Tokyo, The U.S. State Department told the lab in Tokyo that they're not even allowed to talk to Dr. Deagle, let alone doing a lab test. I had Jordy labs here in America, labs at my alma mater in Dalhousie, labs across the United States, Britain, France, Germany, everywhere in the Western world except for Russia and China, told me there's no freaking way they're allowed to actually do neutron spectroscopy on the debris that I have from the World Trade Center. I already have the U.S. geological data. I have the isotope analysis from the U.S. geological. This is not open to anybody's damned opinion. That's why
you look at Oklahoma, you've got the head of the grand jury being threatened and a couple of policemen mysteriously dying. You've got a German intelligence operation at a so-called white supremacy group, and there you've got the Southern Poverty Law Center involved with the German intelligence. And just like 9/11, members of the bin Laden family were flown out of the United States. This German, Interpol or something like that, or probably one of the multinationals. I don't think they even need to go through governments anymore. They make their operations outside of government.
Yeah. And by the way, I have to understand that these organizations, for example, the alliance between Amazon and the Pentagon, between these intel agencies and Facebook, I don't know some of this. I know everything. And there's three levels I know on, okay? So people need to know. Firstly, I have an IQ over 200. Number two, God literally allows me to have people present to me firsthand, face-to-face, people like you or others that have come on my show, or I have contacts inside the intel agencies because they had above top secret clearance. And number three, I have the gift of the ancient prophets. God will literally allow me standing visions to see exactly what's going on in real life without going in an altered state or taking ayahuasca or magic mushrooms, okay? So nothing can be withheld from Deagle, okay? Now, when I say these things, you can just get it even on one level. You can look at the documents, for example, the World Watch Institute, the PNAC documents. There's so much out there that just tells you straight up what they're going to do, because the Masonic principle is called hoodwinking. They have to tell you exactly what they're going to do because it's a Luciferic ceremony, and if you're not aware, you're ready for sacrifice. That's what they do. And they'll tell you straight up what they're going to do, and I don't believe you. They can't be saying that. And I guarantee you these globalists are telling you in their own documents, like when the Pope met a few years ago in 2016 to actually have a document before this meeting before the elections in the fall of 2016 with Barack Obama and 72 world leaders. They said straight up what they're going to do. But people don't want to believe, oh, no, I don't believe that. I'm a good Catholic, or I'm a good politician, I'm a good Republican, or a good Democrat. I don't care what political stripe you have or religion. Yeah. I don't care if you're a good Muslim. You are all being deceived. And I'm the anti-deceiver. I'm the one that's going to take away the lies, the liocracy, I call it, and give you the truth. Now, the problem is our people, the people of the world, are dying for lack of wisdom. Okay? Now, people say, well, who are you, Deagle? I had this question raised by Shanin Denon in Israel a few weeks ago, and I did a two-hour discussion on air out of Israel. And I did an hour just yesterday, a whole hour in the morning on one of the radio shows out of the Revolution Radio, right? And what people don't want to know is they're afraid to ask me questions because they don't want to hear the answer. And the answer may be something simple like, hey, I don't know yet, but I can break down the problem. Most of the time, though, I will give you enough facts. You have to realize if you go and just search on the sewer net, the internet, you'll find enough facts to say, you know what, I don't think Deagle's completely crazy. Maybe he's telling the truth. Maybe he actually made him laugh because he said something dark humor, made them laugh, or said something funny with one of the voices I use, and it actually got through to their knuckle skulls. But a lot of people
They have to work. They have to make a little bit of effort.
They have to make some effort. The problem is
putting a jigsaw puzzle on a damn table. You can't just take look at one piece and go to a meeting and want to see one part of what's happening. You got to keep track of some of this.
And then, by the way, these guys are really sarcastic. Do you know the organization name for the organization that works between people like Bill Gates and Bezos and so on and Amazon? It's called JEDI. The Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure. And even people like General Mattis was working to try to get these maniacs that aren't properly even security cleared to actually be part of the system. People don't get it, do they? They really don't get it, both the New World Order and how they want to hack into human consciousness. Now, Dr. Deagle has unusual talents, okay? They tried to recruit me with a pinned arm himself, but they tried to recruit me in intel agencies multiple times. 42 years ago, UCLA wanted me to work not just in the World MS Tissue Brain Bank and Electron Microscopy Lab. DARPA wanted me to work on a project where they had in Dr. Tortolot's office in the VA hospital in Santa Monica a $26 million-plus liquid nitrogen-cooled magnetronic helmet to convert thoughts, onboard commands to fire affordances, and shine icons on the screen with eye blinks and movements to actually fire affordances and fly the jet by thought. They wanted me to actually hack into a system of cortex for female fetuses who are genetically engineered to be superhuman with actin-myosin genes from jackals to make them 12 times stronger, and the eyes of the sight of an eagle and the reflex of a jaguar to be connected to a cyborg warrior swarm. And they say, oh, you're smart enough, Deagle, you can figure it out. I said, you know what? You can go to hell. I'm not going to do this stuff because it's evil. I wanted to do research on MS because my first wife was dying of MS. So instead of researching MS, I left and didn't go to UCLA. But I was going to do a science doctorate 42 years ago. Now, I don't know some of it. I even know how to do proper AI. None of these idiots out here do. They're doing coding and they're doing all this other stuff. You don't do coding, okay? It's nonlinear mathematics. That's how things work in real AI, okay? And I'm not even going to give hints of what I do know because these maniacs would try to turn it into the beast, because the beast itself, even if it's simulated, is going to hack into our NEOS, as we mentioned last week when we had Pastor Carl Gallups, is to hack into our cortex and actually our temple, our mind, and take over control. The temple isn't in Jerusalem, it's inside us. And they want to eventually not just know what you buy on Amazon, they want to be able to know the intentions of your heart and your thoughts at every moment. They want to hack into your DNA and actually into your cortex.
No,
they want your brain to be in cyberspace.
They're taking a whole trajectory and they're doing the predpol of predicting. And again, that's gray line.
Yeah, that predpol basically is just layers of this, trying to see if they can approach it. Guess what? I know how to do it. 27.5 years ago, the Pindar came directly to me. You know who the Pindar is? The Pindar is the one who runs the Derrida Council of 13 for Earth, for Satan. And he came to me in Estill, Nova Scotia, and I was snoring in a different part of the house because I was waking up my wife. And I said, who the heck are you? And he says, I'm the Pindar. I said, what the heck is that? And he looked like a guy in a $5,000 tuxedo from Europe, slim, European. I think, well, I said, you're not my father. Who are you? And after he was discussing with me, I want you to be my understudy and take over my position when I ascend. I said, what are you talking about? You're crazy. And he said, well, we have one problem with you. You wrote the book Clay and Iron and Abortion and Armageddon. I said, that's in the corner of my bedroom. Nobody knows about that, not even my Baptist pastor. I said, you're evil. So I rebuked him, and guess what? I said, I'm going to touch your baby girl's heart, and I'm going to kill you, Deagle. And he gave me a vision of me hauled away in a casket in an airplane in my mind at the time when I saw that. I said, what the heck? I said, I have three sons, Matthew, Stephen, and Christopher. I don't have any little girl. And he repeated it. And I had a chill go down my neck. I said, oh. So I rebuked him. I said, I'm a sinner covered by the shroud of Yeshua, Jesus, and his blood. And I have the signet ring of the Most High. I rebuked you in the God name of God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he disappeared 5 feet in front of me in broad daylight. In a vortex. I'm not kidding. That this is like, oh, Dr. Deagle's crazy. No, I'm not, okay?
Well,
that morning, I did a pregnancy test. My wife was pregnant, and when I did the test 6 weeks later, I was one of the first doctors in the world trained in ultrasound, because we were doing a joint project, Dr. McMillan, in medical school at Dalhousie, which is the sister of Harvard. And I got trained in the mid-70s on how to read ultrasounds. So I'm sitting in the ultrasound room at the Isaac Walton Kinlem Hospital, and the tech's going, oh. So I walked over to the monitor. I could see nuchal thickening and endocardial cushion defect. I knew my daughter had Down syndrome and was a girl. My mouth dried up and I went to the roof of my mouth and, oh my God. I had the feeling like my heart was going to stop. I felt like my leg was going to burst. And here comes the radiologist. Oh, I got to bring you to my office. So she said, you got to think seriously about abortion. This baby not even going to survive birth. And I got an inspiration from God, because God speaks to me directly. You know what he said? Tell her this. Which is, I did repeat to her instantly as I heard it from the voice of God speaking in my head, audibly, okay? I said, my little daughter is a daughter of Israel. And Sarai, the wife of Abraham, cried 3,000 years ago in the tent with Abraham for my daughter. That's how bad things are, people. I have been touched. I have been attacked so much, even physically. God had resurrect me from not only birth in 8.5, but 5 years ago, and just in January, 4 times he's had to raise me up so I can still speak to you the truth before I go home to be with him.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption, helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
I'll keep my tongue, too. I'll behave somewhat. No bad words.
Okay,
and we're back.
Yeah.
We're back with Gary Richard Arnold. Gary, that story sounds a little bit outlandish, but you know what? We're at the end of the rope. When I see all these people, even inside the Republican Party, attacking Trump, and Trump's not perfect. He's a good man trying to do the right thing, but remember, he's probably a high-level Scottish Rite Mason like his father. He's an American patriot. He probably has a potential to be the best president in America, but without your my wisdom, the wisdom of other Christian informed people that know the things that will fix his presidency, he's going to screw up. He's going to lay the groundwork for the beast system, which is 5G network. He's going to lay the groundwork for toxicology. He's not going to deal with missile defense, which, by the way, the Pentagon just canceled their giant missile defense thing with one of the major suppliers of equipment for their missile defense system. They canceled the multi-billion-dollar missile defense because it's stupid. My laser net interferometry is going to be put up over a couple months, and it would stop all missiles coming into America or anywhere in the world for our allies. The problem is, you see, that, and this is where I'm really excited about the fact, in the last segment of Hour 3, I'm going to get Chuck Wilder, because I tell people, and they may be shocked to know this, you can ask me a question on anything on Earth, in any sphere of influence of human activity, and I'll give you an answer. It may not be complete, but I'll give you the best answer possible or break down the problem. And that scares people because they say, you can't exist, Eagle, or you're an arrogant SOB. I'm not. I'm humble because I became a Christian. Believe me, when you're a Christian, you've been crushed like a flower to have the scent of the most nostrils of the Most High God. You're not arrogant if you give all the credit to the Creator God. Now, because I'm talented doesn't mean I'm arrogant. Usually arrogant people are empty and they have no real engine talent. And therefore, they try to pump themselves up by thinking, don't you like me? Because I'm, they want to be, I don't want people to like me. I want them to respect what I say because I love them. I don't care if they're an evil person like Hillary Clinton. I pay for Hillary Clinton. I pray for Podesta and people who do evil. Because if we don't pray for those who do evil, we're never going to get their boot off our neck. That's in the book of Psalms.
Yeah. Now, there's one other weapon that they use against us quite commonly. I don't think I bring it up very right. often or much at all, but I heard a public service program this morning, you know, in between a commercial.
Right.
At KSCO, which is in the heart of Monterey Bay Area, and they don't have anybody talking, you know, Bilderberger, Trilat, CFR, any of that type
right.
of stuff. But they announced that the Panetta Institute is providing 8 new interns to various state legislators, and this is after a series of seminars and tests. So they totally, you know, like cookie cutters, they make these kids into globalists, and there's hardly a state representative that doesn't want some more quote-unquote free help. So, in addition to the foundations and the foreign countries and K Street and the multinationals, they have people inside their office. And I have no doubt that some of these people have been trained by guys like Epstein and other people to seduce those state legislators or get them in compromising positions. It goes right back to this former head of the CIA, the Panetta Institute. But he's
well,
not
of course,
Panetta
is tied directly
Carnegie
to people
and
like
and all the rest of them.
Yeah, Panetta is tied directly to people like Epstein. Why do you think Epstein's got so many connections, even to Bill Gates? He even flew in his private jet back from New York to Florida. I mean, he didn't go to apparently Lolita Island, or at least they don't know. But why is he talking about asking for humanitarian advice from Epstein to Bill Gates? Okay, come on, let's start facing some music here, all right? Now, you're not going to hear what I say from anyone else on Earth. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, and this is my gut feeling, although I haven't got a full confirmation from the Lord, I am in the framework of Moses trying to tell people the truth, because we're in the desert right now, okay? We're in the desert, and the demonic horde want to actually take over our consciousness. And we're only a matter of months and years away from that. And then we also have to realize the spiritual truths that are not going to be taught by the church. The church, as far as I'm concerned, is absolutely, they're dead. And we're not just talking about the Catholic Church. We're talking about the Christian Church, the Muslims, the Hindus, the transhumanists. They're all off on a tangent. They don't understand the trans-dimensional truths of the spirit world of the Most High God. They don't. And the Bible, they read it and don't understand it. And the reason they're not getting...
Bill Gates and Epstein meetings are just as logical as Bill Clinton meeting with the Attorney General on the tarmac in Arizona to talk about their grandchildren.
Right.
So here you go again.
Of course
you're,
it is.
You're trying to,
That's why when I see the cover-up, I even...
Terrible deeds to people that just want to talk about their grandchildren
or
get good advice.
Well, let me insert this. That's why we even have good people like Tucker Carlson or Laura Ingraham or Hannity. They're all kissing butt, but they don't want to cover up. I guarantee you if they had Dr. Deagle on their show and they didn't cut me off and I could actually give a full answer or even a parse of the problem based on facts... they would freak. They're not going to have me on for a microsecond, let alone 5 minutes. Now, I'm trying hard to be able to get a dialogue directly with President Trump, because if I can get myself or even someone like yourself or people like John W. Spring, who's a whistleblower for the Lao Chile Island, along with me, who was a previous whistleblower for the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1961 and 1983, you have to understand God is supernaturally interceding through me. I didn't know these bombs were down there. I was hearing visions of Russian submarines in the Orinoco River and the Russians building hypersonic cruise missiles. So I told my buddy, John W. Spring, over 2 years ago, I said, hey, you know, I had these visions. These are not just like, oh, well, you just had a vision. I had repeated visions over a period of weeks and months. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm having this. And, of course, I always research on three levels. I'm not an idiot. I'm going to go look in the sewer net. I'm going to contact my intel agency contacts, which I have. I'm going to do everything I can. Then I'm going to pray. That's the most important. And God's going to say, you know what, Deagle? I'm going to tell you stuff now. When President Trump got elected, I asked a prayer of God. I said, God, is Trump either the Antichrist or is he going to reintroduce it? And you know what he said to me after me bugging him for several months, asking for dreams and visions and so on? He said, you know what, Bill? And he referred to me as my Hebrew name, you know, on my white stone, if you want to call it. Because my name is, there's different Hebrew letters, by the way, in your stone, if you want to know this. And I can discern, actually, your stone and tell you what your Hebrew name is. Believe it or not, it's one of my gifts. Believe it or not. But anyway, I'm not referring to my Hebrew name, but he did. He called me by my Hebrew name. He said, you know, don't ask me, because I'll tell you. In other words, Trump may not be doing this on purpose, or even by his own will, but he's ignorant. The man is completely ignorant. When he gets Mick Mulvaney doing a danceable 5G network, and they talk about genetically modified food and pushing it like crazy, and taking off regulations about recycling toxic water into your veggies, he's an idiot, okay? Sorry to say that. I want to support Trump. I want the man to listen to me. But if he doesn't listen to the truth and wisdom, and we're going to talk about that in the last segment with Chuck Wilder about 5G network. I know how to make directed energy weapons. And you know what? Electropollution already does it. When you have smart meters and smart grid, Glenn Gwen towers, cell phones, which, by the way, there's even an article in Drudge today about how it depletes your brain if you put it by the side of your head in between breaks. It actually scrambles you. There's actually private schools in Britain and Europe where it's against the law to actually have a Wi-Fi network inside the school because it blocks some of the pathways for permanent memory. This is not a theory. These scientists and these educators know this. But people want to argue with Deagle. Well, I don't like Deagle. Even if I quote the truth, even by other people in actually published articles. So you got to know, the game's up, man. And if you don't listen to what I say and go check it out with other sources, God help you, because literally, let me tell you, I'm handing you over. I'm saying you better listen or else. Because this is the last election with Donald Trump. Look at the Democrats. Most of them are pushing a green agenda that's so crazy and so nuts. Look at Bernie Sanders wanting to push his plan for health care, taking away 180 million people their private insurance. You know what they're doing in Britain now? If you're fat, they're not going to do a whole bunch of medical procedures for you. Now, fatness is caused by genetics and diet. And guess what? They screwed up their food so bad in Britain. No wonder the number one cause of death is dementia, because their brains are on fire.
I understand that England forbade a Volkswagen ad in England because it portrayed women as mothers in their ad.
You're kidding.
But no.
Yeah, and
so that's,
see,
you know, that's how bad England is, because it offends all the other 51 genders.
Really? Yeah, you see, it's like the United Nations, by the way, which is British, wants one sex and 63 genders. That's actually the total number now. They're trying to push 63 genders. It's not just trans, men, women, no homosexual. There's 63 subclasses of genders they want to promote.
Yeah, well, this now is all just a coincidence. We have another new coincidence with Leon Panetta. I think we talked before that he was caught with, or Kuchel, the first guy he worked for was a U.S. senator that was caught in his car fooling around. Later, he worked for Walter Mondale. Now, Walter Mondale and his wife both partied with Jim Jones. There's a number of pictures on the Internet you can find that real easily with.
Right.
Of course, Monica Lewinsky worked for Leon Panetta before she matriculated into the president's hand. Panetta's right-hand man was John Podesta, the heart of Pizzagate. So, you know, Panetta's got his own interns, you know, playing these same games with interns that a lot of these multinationals use. And, of course, they can promise them trips around the world. They can promise them to work for famous senators or presidents. This is a game, and they're all turned into globalists one by one.
Right.
And, unfortunately, the parents are so proud that their child is being recognized or promoted. Hell, parents, wake up.
Well, and today even, with, for example, look at around Trump right now. He killed, literally today, this is an article up here that I have right now from Politico. He killed the plan inside his own government to try to get rid of $4 billion in foreign aid. Now, what you need to do is tie the foreign aid to specific action to support the poor, get rid of the drug cartels, and stop drug importation and the narco state. I have a friend who's actually, whose family in Mexico is a narco state that runs a town in Mexico, not just in Central America, down in Guatemala, Nicaragua, or El Salvador. People need to start their understanding here. What Trump needs to do is not take the money away, because it's going to precipitate further excursions of people trying to escape these narco states. You need to actually tie it to specific changes in behavior. And we have a very corrupt government in these areas, including Mexico and Central America. And same thing, we're making deals right now with Taliban so we can pull troops out. You know, you could end that war with the Taliban in a matter of weeks, but we don't want to do it, because the big industrial military complex is making money by staying in place. I think the total budget is something like, $30 billion a year or something or more, just to keep troops there in Afghanistan. It's ridiculous. We've been there 19 years. And, of course, this is after the Russians lost. And the Russians, by the way, left because they had so much diarrhea from picking up pathogens in the dirty water in Afghanistan. And we're trying to make deals with the Taliban.
Well, we think we're going to see opioids getting to our central cities, just like we did in South Vietnam and like we do with Colombia.
Exactly.
Mexico.
Well, let's put it this way. Back in 1995, I had I took care of the pilots and the technicians take care of our Black Op helicopters and our Hercules C-130 for the U.S. military coming flying back to Aurora, Colorado, my primary base. And one of the guys called me, wanted me to come to my office after hours because he's freaked out that he thought his life was in danger. I said, well, I'll go meet you. So I did. And he's there sweating and sitting in my office, freaked out and wondering. Then he tells me he just examined a Hercules C-130 that was loaded to the gunnels with heroin, came back from Afghanistan. And he'd just been repairing some Black Op helicopter for the special forces and so on. Okay, so this guy's not a minor guy. You remember, I had above top secret clearance so I could do all this stuff.
I think you mentioned.
And 3 days later, they killed him because.
There's a movie about Gary Sick from the San Jose Mercury that shows that, you know, how he was suicided by two shots in the head.
Yeah.
But he was, you know, he was right on top of this, and it's a quickie that you know, a family can sit down and get a piece of. But I went to school with Colonel Bo Greitz, and we know what happened to that brave man. He's done great, and he's stayed alive. And Ross Perot came out flatly and said he wasn't going to let his family be killed. He had to submit to the terror.
Here's what I want people to do out there. Number one, pray to ask better questions, pray to get the yes or no answer in their spirit, and then take action and be tough. Be a warrior for the Lord. Realize you need to prep yourself up for physical health, geopolitical health, spiritual health, but be ready to take action, including be in the battlefield, including with
Give your phone number out slower. Give your phone number out
888-212-8871. Go to NutraMedical.com. Ask better questions. 888-212-8871 is the number. The number to call in is 818-818-6401. We got two segments with Rob Roselli coming up, boxofsunglasses.com. Your site is news-expose.org.